I am thankful that I have a great associate pastor who provides me with props, because I tell him what I'm going to be preaching and he supplies all these cool things. So it's not real, trust me. It would be under glass, not in my hand. But there's multiple facets that you see in a diamond. And what I want to do is look at multiple facets of this theme, slowing down enough to catch up to Christmas. How many of you have discovered that this season in your life, Christmas season, tends to be one of the busiest seasons of the year? Now, maybe it isn't for you, but for most other people, it is. There's so much running around that takes place this time of year. Well, think about it. There are gifts to buy. There are presents to wrap. There are cards to write. There are trees to decorate. There's food to purchase. There's parties to attend. There's songs to sing, and there are Christmas shows to watch. And that's just the short list. And it gets kind of busy to the point that for many people, what they tell me, when Christmas is over, New Year's over, they look back like, where did Christmas go? It's over? Where did that happen? And this year, it's even worse because Thanksgiving fell on the latest Thursday it could fall ever. Why? Because it's always the fourth Thursday of the month, and November 1st was a Friday, which means Thanksgiving was the 28th, which means 3 weeks from Wednesday, it's Christmas. Well, a bunch of people just felt a surge of adrenaline. Oh my gosh, how am I going to get all this stuff done before Christmas? And it isn't just the activity. It's also all the noise associated with Christmas, right? We've been hearing Christmas carols at Walmart since September. You know, over and over again. And God bless those Salvation Army ringers, but the bells are ringing all the time on the weekends. The phones are constantly dinging, right? Choirs singing, Dale, coming up. A lot of noise. Maybe that's why the great philosopher, Mr. G, had this to say. Does anyone know what he's going to say, the Grinch? Oh. Noise, noise, noise. It's okay, you can turn it off. I guess we're just going to watch it for another 10 seconds. You ever feel that where it's just noise, noise, noise? This past week, Thanksgiving, our house was full. A lot of people. Our children were in from Rochester. Our married couple was with us from Schoharie. My mom was with us. And I loved just being quiet, cooking in the kitchen at the Richards Bed and Breakfast, listening to all the conversations at the same time. And I must confess that I found my happy place. I would sneak upstairs to the bathroom. It was quiet. What if, though, this year? What if this year could be different? What if we could recapture the joy, the beauty, the peace, the wonder of the Christmas season? What if instead of the holiday rush, we can enjoy God's holy hush? Is that possible? Is it possible that we could do that where we don't get caught up in the frantic, frenetic pace of the world around us? What if we chose this season to be countercultural? And we chose less instead of more? If we chose His presence instead of expensive presents? If instead of falling to pieces in the season, we chose to enjoy the Prince of Peace? Would that be possible? Instead of suffocating under the weight of activity and noise, to choose just to be still, to be quiet, to be a child of the King, and to just breathe. I don't know if we can try this. We'll give it a shot, play it at least for you. Let's give it a shot.
Screaming bare feet hit the floor. Yeah, it's off to the races. Everybody out the door. I'm feeling like I'm falling behind. It's a crazy life. 90 miles an hour, going fast as I can. Trying to push a little harder, trying to get the upper hand. So much to do in so little time. It's a crazy life. It's ready, set, go. It's another one. Stress is on the rise in my heart. I feel you say, just breathe, just breathe. Come and rest at my feet and be, just be. Chaos calls, but all you really need is to just breathe.
Is it possible to recover the wonder? Sure. Is it easy? No. We've become accustomed. Some would argue we've become addicted to the pace, the activity, the noise of life. Years ago, the men of our church attended Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference, and there was a special speaker Richard Swenson, Dr. Richard Swenson. And I was drawn to his presentation, workshops, because he was talking about what stress can do to the body and how God never intended us to go at the speed that we're going. There's a statement he made, people are breaking the speed limit of life. Last night, I was driving home from the church with my wife, and there was a car that had been pulled over. Police officer was giving the person a ticket. If you speed, you get caught, you pay a fine, surcharge, you might even lose a couple points on your license. But when we break the speed limit of life, it's far worse. We break down. We burn out. We grow angry, frustrated, depressed, overwhelmed. So, how do we recover? How do we recover the wonder of the season? How do we move from holiday rush to holy hush? It's actually quite simple, but it's not easy. 2,500 years or 2,700 years ago, there was a prophet by the name of Isaiah who prophesied to the people of Israel when they were going through a very stressful time. They were facing the potential of being overrun by enemies from the north. They were becoming very anxious. They were scrambling. They were trying to find out, what am I going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And their solution was, let's just grab Egypt and get into an alliance with them and we'll be okay. And Isaiah brings a word both of comfort but of rebuke, telling them that's not the solution. Our solution to recover the wonder of the season isn't to go faster and pack even more in. It's, I believe, to take to heart this passage that applied then and has a parallel to us today. Here's what Isaiah says in chapter 30, verse 15. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In quietness and rest is your salvation. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. Isaiah, speaking for the Lord, gave Israel a way out of the chaos, a way out of the stress and the anxiety, and they refused to take it because they thought they could do it better. But Isaiah's words speak to us. Repent. Repent is quite simply making a U-turn. It is something that our minds acknowledge. I'm going down the wrong path. It's an emotional thing in that I regret going down the wrong path, and it's a will thing because it means I turn and go in the other direction. So how does repentance apply to this season? Perhaps what it means is, we take out our calendars and we look at them and we say, how many times did I say yes when no would have been the healthier answer? How many times did I say yes because I was people-pleasing? How many times did I say yes because I'm addicted to activity? Or how many times did I say yes because God said yes was the right answer? Sometimes it starts there by re-examining our schedules. Sometimes it might be disconnecting from our electronic leash. Curse or blessing depends if it's a servant or a master. There are some people that can't go through 15 minutes without having to check their phone, a text, a message, an email, continually hooked up to their electronic leash. Rushing, rushing, rushing. Always got to stay on the phone. What do we do before these? Oh, that's right. We had relationships. We talked. When I sub at schools, you see them walking down the halls. They're standing next to each other. They're texting each other. They're walking next to each other. LOL. I'm not saying throughout the phone, but maybe evaluating phone usage and ask, Lord, am I addicted? Do I need to recover the wonder of the season, I need to unplug for a bit? I know Giselle and I have talked about doing that for us for this next few weeks. Limited use. Because sometimes this is just like a pacifier. We're just sucking on it just to get us through the day. Swenson also talked about the fact that repentance alone isn't enough. In his lectures, he was talking about the next one, which is rest. Now, in the broadest sense, rest means resting in the Lord, but rest can also just mean very practical rest. Swenson talked about the fact that when we started pre-industrial age, there were seasons that were busy, like planting and harvesting, but there was a rhythm to life. The sun went down, you went down. Sun went up, you went up. But then we became the industrial age, and we had all the electricity and technology, and now it's 24/7 all the time. Just noise, 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 noise. And you can't keep up. I don't check my emails for one day, and all of a sudden, hey, 400 more. What? No. Unsubscribe. Unsubscribe. But Swenson talked about the fact that we were rested with occasional tired. He said, but then we moved to we're exhausted, tired, exhausted, with occasional rest. He said, now we're moving towards burnout with occasional exhaustion. And when we live at that pace, that speed of life so fast, what happens is we're no longer enjoying the moment. We're surviving it to go to the next moment. And then it's over. And so he recommends increasing the margin in your life. My Bible here has white space around the writing. That's because they don't take the letters right to the edge because they've discovered that you read better when you've got margin on your books, in your books. And what Swenson said is we function better when there's margin in our lives. And I will confess, I'm not good at this. This is something that has been, I would almost say, a lifelong issue for me. I am a driven person. I love to go, go, go. I'm thankful that God has blessed us with an associate pastor whose goal he feels in part is to help me ease up on some of that burden so that I am able to have more moment time. Appreciate you, bro. Yeah, go ahead. Since he's not my successor, feel free to applaud all you want, right? Just saying for those who keep thinking, no, I'm not, and my wife is not going to Alaska to be a forest ranger either. That was another rumor that was going around for those that didn't know that. Ain't happening. She doesn't like cold. And you what? Yeah, she's scared too. So it didn't happen. Julia Funt, daughter of the Alan Funt fame of Candid Camera, has her whole, I don't want to say shtick, but her whole spiel is about white space. She said, take your calendar and see if all your appointments keep bleeding into the next ones. She goes, without white space, you lose your creativity. Without white space, you lose yourself. Without white space, you don't have a chance to recover. Repentance and rest. But he also says in quietness and trust. Quietness. To be still. To wait on him. Swenson says, if we will not recover the discipline of waiting, God is under no moral obligation to speed up his timetable to accommodate our urgency. Dallas Willard says, it is solitude and solitude alone that opens the possibility of a radical relationship with God that can withstand all external events up to and beyond death. I don't know of any answer to busyness other than solitude. And we're not just talking about, okay, I did my quiet time check, I can now rush. But just this idea of living in his presence. We are not reservoirs. We don't have an unending flow of strength. I was brought home to the reality of that about a year and a half ago when my body broke down after a quarter of a century of not having any issues. And I've slowly been recovering. I'm probably about 85%, maybe 90% recovered now. So I'm trying myself. When I'm sharing this, there's a huge mirror that I'm looking at myself because I want to enjoy this season. with you. I don't want to get to the end and go, wow, where to go again? I mean, you know, it's December. Do you remember January? It was just like, what? Didn't it just happen? I know my dad says when you get older, time goes faster, but whoa, this is hyperspeed. To recover the wonder, more than that, to recover ourselves, we need to be still again and know that he's God. It is good to be quiet, to wait in his presence, to be still. If we do that, we might just find this year that we didn't just survive this season. We savored it. And we might, in the holy hush, just hear the refrain of a heavenly song.